It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome into the program. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Big 3-hour show lined up today in 45 minutes. Boy, Nigel Seeley had a great read on the Premier League last week. We'll find out if he can follow that up this weekend. He'll join us at that point. Brad Powers on the show today. It is week zero in college football, and he has bets on all this stuff and breakdowns. And what is it, three guidelines that you need to be following?
Yep.
Or you're doing it wrong?
Yep.
At this stage of the game?
He's got the answers of the test. I mean, there's been significant movement side and total here, and he's got the best of the number on most of them.
Yeah, that's right. Some of the movement that we have tonight for two NFL preseason games. Packers play against the Chiefs. KC opened as high as 2. Now Green Bay at 1, mostly across the board. There is a 1.5 out there the way it looks. The total was 39, now bet down to 36. Jordan Love, again, is going to lead the offense, and it looks like potential starter Quay Walker would be the only starter going on defense or offense, really, for the Packers. And the other game is 49ers at Texans. Niners opened up 4, 39.5. Total is up to 41.5. Shanahan confirmed this week the Niners will play their starters in the preseason finale. And he said about a half at most.
That's the game to watch if you're torn tonight. Because, right, with the starters, both teams are 2-0. And we'll see what they do with your boy Pierce, who appears maybe can lock up this job and your rookie of the year. So he could start, get significant playing time. And you also, Sudfeld played well last week. So did Purdy.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might have something here in the second half and the movement on the total going bet up. So that's the game to watch, I think, of the two. The first game could be a sleep inducer. Andy said, we'll see, but I doubt they play Mahomes. And that if he does play, it's not going to be significant snaps.
Well, so, plus, at this stage of the game, there's give me the reason why he should play Patrick Mahomes tonight. There is none. Mm-hmm. He's played, you know, a bunch so far in the preseason. The first string offense looks magnificent. There is zero reason to have him trot out there again. Now, I get it. You're going to have like a 3-week break between tonight and the actual week one of the regular season, but there's no need for that. I think Pierce not starting or not even playing basically in the second game was the sign to me that he won the job.
Yeah.
He's going to be the guy there.
Yes. So a move on the total over in the Texan game and the under in the Kansas City game. And LaFleur said it's been night and day this year, the improvement with Love. Although Rodgers went to bat for him and had his back, saying those interceptions weren't his fault.
Right, right.
In the first game. So the other thing, how about Edling? Did you see that touchdown run last week?
I did.
51 yards untouched.
Yeah. The scamper.
What's that? The kid can scoot. I don't know about the defense. I mean, untouched.
Defense was a little shaky, I would say.
Yeah, come on.
That was kind of impressive, I got to be honest. Some other moves that we have this week in preseason. Buffalo at Carolina, opened 3. Touched 7 yesterday.
Okay.
Now back to basically 6. And then the Seahawks at Dallas. And you'll explain why here in a second. But this opened up Seattle 2.5. Got all the way to 7. And last night there was a 7.5 on the board as well.
Yeah, I don't want the Cowboys. I'm sorry, I don't want the Cowboys. The first game, Baker's going to play into the second quarter.
Yep.
No Allen and likely no starters for the Bills. So McDermott has been a machine here in the preseason. But I take Carolina in this one. The total has come down as well. And the big movement was Seattle. Geno's going to start, and Locke, quote, is going to play a lot. So this will decide, and maybe in practice too. But who's going to win the job for Seattle? And no Dak for Dallas. They did win last week, but McCarthy's been horrible. They finally won a preseason game with McCarthy. But with the Smith news as well, why would you even bother now with what happened in practice? Huge blow to the Cowboys.
Yeah, for those of you just waking up right now, and you may have missed it yesterday. Well, their left tackle, who Pro Football Focus rated as the second best tackle in all of football last year. Teron Smith suffered a severe torn left hamstring. And according to Adam Schefter about an hour ago, he could miss multiple months of the season. And if you go back a couple of weeks, it was after the Cowboys' first preseason game when they had 17 penalties. And it was just a joke again. And we had Michael Lombardi on the show. And I'm running scenarios by the Cowboys past Michael Lombardi. And I said, you know, if something happens to like Dak, for example, Mike McCarthy is clearly not a good enough coach to keep this team afloat and to have them tread water and win games, because he's terrible as a head coach. And Lombardi he answered it by saying, Mitch, I'll go one. If something happens to Tyron Smith, it goes, that could be like the beginning of the really bad news here for this team. And it did happen yesterday to this team.
Yep.
Because he's that good and he means that much to that offense.
Terrible. What did I say? I don't want key injury. He could be out several months. And Zeke is already cooked and he doesn't have much left in the tank.
Yep.
So, and then they lost Cooper and some wide receivers. Another injury to Washington. So this is all aboard the Eagle train. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Well, right? People have been doing that since, I think, April.
Oh, this is...
Love the draft. They love their offseason.
Yeah. Maybe it's only a month. Who knows? But that's... it could have been worse. Originally, the report was ACL. You're thinking, oh, my God.
That's some people were thinking.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Are you fired up tonight? The Texan game is on Amazon.
Well, this is going to create some bedlam, I believe, across the country.
Yeah. Amazon Prime and DirecTV struck a multi-year agreement that allows business owners to stream Thursday night football for their patrons. Amazon's Thursday night broadcast, pregame, halftime, and postgame, will be available to more than 300,000 sports bars, restaurants, hotel lounges, casinos, and sports books, among other venues across the U.S., regardless of if it's a national chain or local. DirecTV for business customers that are subscribed to business entertainment, commercial entertainment, yada, 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 will automatically get Prime Video's Thursday night football feed for no extra cost. The games can be found on DirecTV channel 9526. And we get it going, and the first game will be September 15th. And if memory serves, that's a good one with the Chargers and Chiefs to kick it off.
Right, right, because the Rams-Cowboys, I believe, what is
NBC.
That, NBC? Okay.
Yeah.
So we talked about this throughout the entire summer, and we're trying to warn people, imagine if they don't strike a deal with bars and restaurants because it's been DirecTV forever and now it's just, okay, fire up the app at your house. Well with technology, how are they going to make that happen?
Well, you ask I'll just do it this way. You ask a typical bartender who's not into sports or just, can you put on the Dodger game? And it's like,
would have been.
Like you have two heads.
And it doesn't matter what city, what bar you're going to walk into. If you needed to explain to them, by the way, it's not on DirecTV tonight, so you got to go to the app, it would have been impossible. Like, I don't think they're ready for this. I don't think they're set up for it. So this is why it's such a huge deal to actually get it into 300,000 now plus spots, because here's the thing. If you draw in Las Vegas, we'll use it as our example because we obviously live out here. You drive by any of the 17,000 chains that are out here, the bars or whatever, on a Thursday night or like a Sunday night, Monday night for football, there's always 50 cars in the parking lot, no matter where you go. Mm-hmm. So imagine if they didn't come to this kind of a deal and they were not. Now, are you worried at all that they're going to phase out maybe the older generation? Don't have Amazon Prime. They're not tech savvy.
The app, right.
They don't pay for it. They don't know. They need help. They need to call somebody. What's going on? I can't get the Amazon. Where's the game at? You know?
Right. It is
that stinks for them.
Right. It is a piece of cake, though. All right. I mean,
Right.
I have Peacock, and I watch the Premier League every Saturday right on the big screen there, and it's just you fire it up, and bam, it's right there. It's a piece of cake.
No, it is, but once you get used to it, but I am a little bit concerned.
That's possible, right. Yeah, typically bars and restaurants don't have streaming services because it can be expensive to upgrade all the TVs.
Right.
DirecTV
right.
for business allows venues to continue to have these games, and this is big tonight as it gets underway, and then with the game week two.
Well, imagine this sports book behind us, or there's something called Mega Bar, 15 mm-hmm. feet from where we're at. They have 54 huge screen TVs right on top of each other, right here. It's an amazing setup, right? So you're telling me that if they didn't come to this deal, like what was Derek and Mike, what were they going to do? Are those TVs ready? Do they have the Amazon Prime app with accounts loaded on every one of them? I'm guessing no. So that's...
But they get they put the ESPN Plus up here, though, with the golf stuff. With the majors, so they have that in the book. Here.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But so thankfully, this is actually now down to the wire. I would say, Johnny.
Yeah, that's right. No, the big thing is bartenders. I mean, the bullets are flying. You're serving food. You're paying jackpots. Yeah, and that's not just here with the gaming, but I mean, you got a lot going on when you're a bartender. Last thing you know is everybody, I got to find this game on an app or wherever. And
yep.
this is
you know what? Here's my bit of advice again. For those of you who are going to be going out to a bar or a restaurant on Thursday night for these games, it's direct. You said this already, but file this away, memorize it. It's DirecTV channel 9526. 9526. So when you go to a bar and they have no clue what you're talking about, just say it's 9526.
Yeah. Preseason for everyone.
Yes.
Get organized quick.
Yeah.
Right? Get it together tonight. Good dry run.
This goes back. This goes back to when we were first bringing Mike Palm on the show four years ago.
And first
time. The act of content.
What was his original Twitter handle was like Mike TV or something.
Well, I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Travesty in America. Absolutely.
That's Derek Stevens, Travesty in America. Uh-huh. Can't find this stuff.
Yep.
I know it's an abomination when you walk in on a college football Saturday and they have the Weather Channel on 19 TVs.
I love when we get the tweets and the emails of they got the bartender / manager got so frustrated. They just handed me the customer. The remote.
Yeah.
Just said, I give up. I can't do
this. They tap out.
Oh, Christ.
Because there was something there again where Mike could be like the head professor on this. They could teach a class.
Absolutely.
Right? And it would
fire out the email every morning.
Sure.
Here's what we got going.
Here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You go to a class once a week for a month or whatever, and you learn from the best. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sports book. Check out their daily specials at the website, which is BetRivers.com. Up next, we will recap what took place last night. Some betting action, the results in win some, lose some. This is pretty fascinating because the team has been a dumpster fire all year long. But the starting pitcher who went last night is up nearly 9 units over his last 3 starts. Probably give you 10 guesses. We'll give you details on that coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. it was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. For the most part, the big favorites got there. Most of them covered the run line, although the Rays won but didn't cover the run line. But the Nationals were plus 270 and surprised the Mariners. What was that? 1-0 in the eighth. They tie it, and then the Nationals push 2 across in the ninth. Come on, Seattle.
Okay, so that's the pitcher I was talking about before the break. Anibal Sanchez, Paulie. If you go back his last 3 starts and you're betting him, nobody probably is, but if you have been, you're up basically 9 units in that neighborhood. He was plus 275 versus the Padres, winner. Then at San Diego and Darvish, plus 315, plus 320 winner.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, there you go, with plus 270.
There you go again. How wild is that? That doesn't make
Anibal
any sense.
Anibal Sanchez.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Back to back to back. Cubbies are feisty. They win today, that'll be 5 straight series in a row that they won. They surprised and cooled off the Cardinals, plus 165. And it's Stroman today who's pitched well. Guardians, plus 1. What a debacle. But Padres shut out at home. They took money too.
Well, said yesterday it was $1.65 when we're on the air. Like, there's Snell's been good. There's no chance we're laying $1.65.
Yeah, shut out. 1 run in the series. Yep, it's not happening.
No.
The only thing that helps them is the Brewers keep losing. But you know, rest assured, Milwaukee's schedule gets easy in September, and then the Padres. You know, we've well documented 9 against the Dodgers, San Francisco for a few. It's not happening. I mean, that's just what is going on. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends as well. You always want to see these videos, send stuff in. We'll put you on television. Good mix here as always. I like this one with the dog, where the dog thinks he's trapped. He's behind the fence, right? He goes, look at this. Oh, no, I can't get out. Need a little help here. Little help. And his buddy comes over again. What? I like the... put it up there. You did it again. I showed you the first time. You just see, you just walk on the side. You come right in. It's no problem. See? He walks like he's all surprised. Oh, I just come on. Oh, I didn't know there was room there. Okay. Now we got it. Now he's happy. I mean, he thought he was trapped behind the fence there. No problem.
Let me just say that not every dog, we love them, obviously. Not every dog is super smart.
Sure, right. Look at the other guy. It's like, oh, boy, I got to go through this again.
Yeah.
Excellent. We love when the dogs get in the pool. Our dogs don't like the pool. Look at this guy. Jumps on the little pool here, in the pool, inflatable, and he makes sure he has his toy. And that's his whole afternoon.
Yeah, there's
right?
my day.
He's set, right? He has the toy with him and catching some rays. That's living right, huh? That's excellent.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Good video.
Yep, good-looking dog, good-looking pool. One lose, some Padres, 150 up to 170. I mean, I'm out of words now. Now it's down to 2-1 to miss the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, it's just...
Well, the way
just listless performance.
The current form. I mean, those numbers are going to disappear at some point. So
yes, absolutely. I feel bad for this cat. Yeah, it's rare that I say this. I'm not a big cat guy, but this guy, this is a tough beat here with the cat. Well, the other one's getting some love and some support, and the look on his face, and they're rubbing the top of the cat's head. Look at this guy, how sad he is. Jealous and also feels bad. You got to feel for him. Look at his face. Like, come on, it's my turn. Why does he get all the love?
Well, I mean, look at the way his head moves ever so slightly to look at the human being and be like, what are you doing here?
Right. I'm expecting tears at some point.
Yeah.
I think that's on that's the next step coming if you continue with the video. Look at the poor guy. Oh, it's tough. And tough for the dog. We used to have to do this mega bucks with the German Shepherd. They had to put the mask on if you took, because it was mean. Look at, hello, Clarice. I mean, look at this guy with the, come on.
God, with the zoom in.
Oh, man. With the face, got to wear the mask as he's hanging out. That is tough. Some vicious beats yesterday in baseball, right? You got to be sick and hate yourself to bet baseball, as Nick said earlier this week. Giants, Tigers, first five under 4.5. No score, bottom of the fifth, 2 outs. They erupt for 6 and put it over.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
That Tigers offense, by the way.
That Tiger offense of all teams. Correct. Yep. Rays, Angels under 7. Here we go again with the extra inning shenanigans. No score in the 8th. And then 1-1 in extras. 4-3 final. Angels score, Rays answer. Angels score, Rays get 2, walk it off and win. Vicious push in that game. And Astros, Twins under 8. I had to sweat this out. 5-1 in the 9th. And the Twins actually had the tying run on. There was a double play, and then I think it was Sanchez that grounded out to end it. 5-1 in the 9th. 5-3 final. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com.
By the way, Valdez was...
filthy.
A typical start for him again last night.
Yes.
He was excellent. I'm surprised. I had a bad night betting last night with the Rays on the run line.
Yeah, McClanahan was great again.
He was great. I figured he was going to be dynamite last night, and he was, but the offense gave them nothing. So that was a loser, and the Orioles just, they gave up too many runs right away in that game, and then it was close back and forth, and then Giolito was really good last night. Tip your cap sometimes to a guy like that. He's had a terrible year. And then La Russa, what he did at the end of the game, too, just, I hate it when managers bring in closers in non-save situations.
Correct.
It's 5-1. He brings in Hedricks. Oh, look at this. 5-3 all of a sudden.
Yep. Always a bad move.
Yep. No need to do that at all.
Let me give you this quickly from our guy Fitz. So I know at Bet Rivers, we got an email that the Cy Young is down now off the board in the National League. It's just pumps up Gonsolin. Since 1976, no pitcher has had 20 wins and fewer than 3 losses. So if this guy can get, I mean, it's historic what he could do, right? I mean, if he could get this.
So no pitcher's ever been, for example, 20-2.
Yeah. Going back. Ron Guidry, 25-3. And now he's down to 6-1 at some spots.
Cheaper than that at others.
Okay. Randy Johnson, 20-4. In 2002, Pedro was 20-4. Cliff Lee was 22-3.
Oh, I remember the year.
2000, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Max Scherzer with the Tigers was 21-3. Doc Gooden was 24-4. In 88, David Cone was 20-3. Mike Hampton was 22-4 one year.
Oh, was that the year that got him the $100 million in Colorado?
Yeah. That guy could hit.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
Some home runs.
Good at the plate, yeah.
Kurt Schilling at a 23-5. Kershaw at a 21-3. The point being, if this guy gets to, like, if he does the 19-1, 20, I mean, come on. It's historic what he's doing and what he can accomplish, even if he loses another game.
Mm-hmm.
But, and also, Sandy is going to see the Dodgers. You mentioned he's going to see the Rays. He has struggled against the top teams. But, I mean, if this guy leads in whip, wins, and ERA, and then I was now notified of this number. You got to go back to, since 1976, it hasn't happened?
Right.
Wow.
I have to wonder how careful they're going to be potentially here with Gonsolin down the stretch, because they don't let him get to a really high pitch count. And we saw that again the other night. What, they yank him after like 72 pitches and it was in five innings? And it looked like maybe it could get away from him a little bit that inning, but he saved himself. So it's not that they let him trot out there and go 110 innings every single, or 110 pitches every start. The Marlins do that with Alcantara. So that has not been a problem. He eats more innings than anybody and throws more pitches than anybody. But so down the stretch, when the Dodgers, I mean, the division's already wrapped up. I mean, they're up by, what, 19 games or whatever it is? So in case they just want to maneuver their rotation down the stretch, they can give him days off if they would like.
Yep.
That'd be maybe a concern. But also, on the flip side, with the Marlins so far out of it, they could shut Alcantara down as well. Unless they have, you know, internal conversations and it's like, yeah, we need this guy to get the Cy Young. We want him to win it this year. And they keep throwing them out there every, you know, 5 days.
Dodgers have to go 31-8 to get the record now. How about the Laker trade? Tucker for Beverly. I thought this guy had value. And he was the reason they, you know, one of the reasons they wanted to help. They couldn't get Kyrie and other guys. Yes, the picks, but they valued Tucker so high. And that, to me, they have to be trading Westbrook. Westbrook and Beverly can't stand one another.
Maybe this is the first sign where a Westbrook move could be on the way.
There was the Buddy Hield and Turner reports, but that's also, it's not a bad move for the Lakers because they were 21st in defense. Now you bring in Beverly, who's just a gnat and, you know, tough to deal with.
I think it's a good move for the Lakers.
Yeah, but that's the first thing that everyone said. It's like those two guys can't stand each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe a Westbrook trade is coming.
Well, that goes back how many years? When he tried to, like, they were going to call a timeout and he cut him off.
Bump it into him, right. Hurt the knee.
Hurt the knee. Yeah, that goes back many, many years. But when I first saw that trade, I was like, that's actually a pretty good trade for the Lakers. I like that. Kick off football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook all season long. Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook for all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app for the latest odds, unique promotions, player props, and more. Every week, Bet Rivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. Up next, NFL teams to decline in 2022. This person has nailed 20 out of 25 teams the previous 5 years, on average by 3.3 wins. We'll give you details on the teams and the overall numbers. Coming up next here in Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we talked about Bill Barnwell's annual column yesterday on five teams that he expects to win more games this year. And now today we will highlight, and we will also intertwine nuggets from the VSiN Pro Football Betting Guide, because it is out and it is available today, as you heard Paulie just say. Barnwell's been doing this now, again, over the last 5 years, and 20 out of 25 times this happened. Only two teams improved. The other 25 teams combined actually fall off by an average of 3.3 wins per 17 games. So he knows what he's doing here. He found a good angle, as has Steve Mackinnon in Point Spread Weekly. But his first team on the list is Tennessee. And you're also Mr. Anti-Tennessee on this show.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, the close wins the last 2 years, the 13-4, won two games in overtime. And they were also interesting. They were 26th in yards per attempt on play action. Now, you figure that'll go away now that you get Henry back. But you got to be very concerned about Tannehill. And you trade Brown, and you don't have Julio. He didn't give you much, but Burks has been a disaster and can't even line up properly. So between that, the schedule, winning, pulling all these games out late, that should go against them.
Yeah, and they were 7-6 in one-score games mm-hmm. during Vrabel's first 2 years.
Completely flipped.
2020, they were 7-2 in one-score games. So as yep. Barnwell says, history tells us that's extremely difficult to sustain. Teams that win five more close games than they lose in a given year often don't keep that up the following season. They go from 199-44, which is an 8-19 clip in close games, to 102-126, which is 447 in those same games the following year. And their overall record declines by an average of 4 wins per 17 games. That's huge. And if you think about some of the wins they had last year,
mm-hmm.
like you talked about, 2-1 in overtime. The final, I was on Seattle.
They had no business winning that game.
It's horrible.
Yep, Seattle blew that.
And that was, I believe, the first time ever that the Seahawks lost a game with Russell Wilson as quarterback, leading by 14 points or more mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter at home. They came up short in overtime against the Jets. They blew that late lead against the Colts in Week 8. But then that was Carson Wentz and the absolute debacle by going left-handed.
Yep, Garoppolo blew the game on the Thursday night. They shouldn't have beat the 49ers.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep.
It's another
and,
one.
And they fell from fourth in offensive DVOA in 2020 to 20th a year ago. So maybe they bounced back a little bit. But also falling mm-hmm. In the VSIN Pro Football Betting Guide, to add on top of that, Steve McKinnon points out 41 teams won 6-plus games by 8 points or less from 2017 to 2020. Only 6 improved the next season with an average decline of 2.3 wins. Tennessee is in that category.
Yep. Yep. So, I think third place is also in play here, too, as well.
But you know, you can find some pretty good plus money on yes. The Titans to finish third.
And you also you have to trust Barnwell. I mean, for 2 of the 25 teams, only 2 of the 25 teams have improved by even a single win.
Yep.
The following season, the five years he's been doing this, and the 25 teams falling off by an average of 3.3 wins. That's astonishing how good he's been. We mentioned the improvement yesterday and then teams to decline this year. So, I mean, some of these are obvious, but that one, to me, that one lines up and you have to like the Titans under.
How about this? Team number 2, Barnwell wrote at ESPN.com, over the past 3 years, Green Bay has won 39 games. The Pythag model that he uses would have expected to win 31 games. The mm-hmm. Packers have an advantage over teams from the past by virtue of playing a 17th game last season. But has anyone in recent memory exceeded expectations quite as much as they have over a 3-year span? The answer is no. Since 1989, no team is really all that close to an 8-win gap between expectation and reality. The next closest comparable team is the 2012-2014 Colts, who won 33 games against an expectation of 26.7. The following season, they declined but still managed to keep surpassing their totals. They went 8-8 with a 6.1 win Pythag. It wasn't until 2016 that they got back in line with the rest of the universe. As again, Barnwell points out, he's had Green Bay on this list. Now it's like, it's breaking my computer, basically, is what he's trying to say. He's had Green Bay on the list now multiple years in a row.
Yeah.
But they just won't decline.
That's right. They won 39 and the expected wins was 31. That is astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
But they also don't beat themselves. You have a quarterback who never turns the ball over. So that's certainly key and big. And all the close games, for the most part, going their way, too. So it comes down to me with the wide receivers and the loss of Adams. Also, they have to stay healthy. But maybe you're going to see big improvement out of the Vikings, who a lot of people like.
Sure.
And they maybe could challenge them.
Sure. If you go back again and look at some of their wins from last year, remember the game against the 49ers, where they completely blew the clock management. They scored. They left Green Bay 37 seconds left, and that's enough time for Rodgers to go down and kick the game-winning field goal. They did that. The Arizona game, they were stuffed in a 4-play series starting at the 1-yard line, and then Arizona, drove the length of the field. Remember A.J. Green?
That was ridiculous.
Forgot to turn around.
Turn around, yeah. Game-winning touchdown, right?
Yeah.
Interception.
And then, like, Evan McPherson, as we saw, might be the second-best kicker already behind Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
He missed two field goals in the fourth quarter in overtime.
Uh-huh.
And somehow they beat the Bengals on the road in that game.
Okay. How about number three? Now, where are you at with the Steelers? Now, I can see both here. Now, number one, Tomlin's never had a losing record in 15 years. Okay? That's number one. But 9-7-1. 7-1-1 in close games. They did go 2-7 against teams with a winning record, though, last year. But as I've said many times, if they go to Pickett, I mean, it's up for grabs, and they're gonna stay under, and I think they have a losing record. How soon will they make the quarterback change? I think you have to stick with Trubisky and give him a chance. But their quarterback play was atrocious last year, and they still made the playoffs. They were the worst team in QBR of a playoff team last year and still found a way to get it done. So that's where he has Pittsburgh saying that's not going to continue. 7-1-1, your record in close games, and you're going to take a big step back in a tough division, although they get the break with Watson. Steve Mackinnon also has the same thing with the Seahawks, 10 close wins in 2019, 8 points or fewer, the most by any team over the last 30 seasons. And then the 33 teams that manage 8-plus close wins had the average decline. Team affected the Steelers as well, what they're up against here. But I could also see, what if Trubisky plays well? What if Trubisky is – he could be better than Roethlisberger. Because how Ben could – not only didn't he play well, he couldn't move. But they certainly have weapons. It's an embarrassment of riches at wide receiver. You know they're going to have a good defense. They could surprise some people. Not to mention – we disagree on this too. But the numbers say that the Bengals could take a step back based on the Super Bowl loser drought and hangover, which we'll touch on in a second. But, yeah, right. I could see the Steelers sneaking in there. But, again, people lined up to say they're going to regress.
Right. So I lost money on the Steelers last year. I was anti-Pittsburgh going into the season. And I thought I had that one nailed. But, again, per everything you just said, they surprised a lot of people and cost me on certain bets that I made throughout the entire year. Now, the win total, again, is in that range where I know people who have been betting it under. I'm not there with it yet, though. Again, the defense is so good. And you can't forget, again, how bad the quarterback play was, like you just pointed out last year. I mean, it was so bad. Let me give you some other nuggets that you can get in the betting guide. From 1997 through 2020, 33 teams lost 8-plus games by 8 points or less. This group's average improvement the next season was 3.52 wins, with 29 of the 33 teams improving. Team affected in 2022 is Minnesota. That's the only team. Again, every week was...
Oh, it's crazy.
At bedlam, down to the wire.
Defensive
losing.
Breakdowns.
Yes. And so I'm pro Minnesota, and I have been the entire summer getting ready for the football season. There's that. And then none of the last 15 teams that recorded at least 6 blowout wins, 20-plus points, improved its record the next year. The average decline of those 15 teams, 3.3 wins. Team affected in 2022, Tampa Bay. So, again, that qualifies as 6 blowout wins, 20-plus points the previous year. That's remarkable.
Deep dive. Good job, Mr. Mackinnon.
So there you go. The guide is out again. It's packed. Super Bowl, playoff predictions, season win total bets for every team, best way to bet rookie quarterbacks, plus a bookmaker breakdown on what futures the public and respected bettors are making. Remember now, the only way to get access to this year's football betting guides is to become a VSiN all-access subscriber. Sign up on our discounted football special and get all access to everything we do now from now through the Super Bowl for only $175 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. Go to vsin.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. We're either going to continue with other teams that fit this profile per Bill Barnwell or Nigel Seeley. We'll find out. He might be running a little bit late today, but we'll find out coming up here in a few minutes on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
My name is Johnny B. Good. And I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon.
Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from a local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, so typically, Nigel Seeley joins us right now on Thursdays. He's in a little bit of traffic over in London. He'll join us coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll continue talking about Bill Barnwell's column this year, Teams to Decline. And again, over the last 5 years in his annual column, 20 of the 25 teams decline on average by, what, more than 3 wins per season?
Beautiful.
We talked about 3 teams in the previous segment, Titans, Packers, Steelers. He has the Raiders this year. This one, they cost me a lot of money last year.
What a vicious beat when you go back and run through the numbers. The Steelers made the playoffs, and they were outscored by 55 points. The Raiders won 10 games and were outscored by 65 points. Think about that. As every they went 7-2 in close games. 4-0 in overtime? That's only happened twice in 30 years? And then through all that, right, they're still 6-7 And then, oh, did the stars align for him? You get the Colts when Wentz was had COVID, unvaccinated, and he got cleared right before the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was terrible. They won. They faced, you had COVID issues with the Browns. They played that, what, Monday afternoon game or
yes.
whatever it was. It was Nick Mullins. They beat him, Carlson, at the gun to win it. That went their way. The crazy finish against the Chargers on the Sunday night game. They're probably going to play for the tie. And Carlson hits one at the gun to win that one, or near the gun to win that one, too. So, I mean, all that, the slow start, the Gruden mess, the Ruggs tragedy, and you still find a way to get it done. Outscored, yet they won 10 games. I can't believe it.
Yeah, their point differential actually was a 6.9 win team. So, I mean, that's just, it's incredible. From 1989 to 2020, only five teams with at least 10 wins were outscored at all during the regular season, and no team was within 30 points of where the Raiders finished last year. So, I mean, everything, mm-hmm. I mean, they surpassed expectations on almost every possible level.
It was interesting. They played four games against backup quarterbacks, went 3-1 in those games, but you add...
Yeah, Drew Lock, by the way, against Denver.
He got that break. You add Adams, you get Jones, you have a big upgrade at the coaching position with McDaniels. You know, you destroyed the Patriots in practice all week. Great division. I mean, what do you? I mean, how far are we talking here?
Did you mention this, by the way? The 4-0 mark in overtime. Only the second team in only the second team in 30 years to do
that. Yeah,
yeah, crazy. 2011 Cardinals.
Yeah, right. Who think they're gonna? I can't believe it's happened before.
I know.
Doesn't make any sense. They also were horrendous red zone defense, worst in the league, and didn't take it away either. Didn't force any turnovers. So I could see a path for at least improve. Maybe I'm not saying they're going to win 11 games, but they could be a better team. But because of the division and then the schedule, maybe they sneak in there, but they only get to 9 wins.
Well, I think you can make the case for that exact example for many teams across the league where they could actually be better this year, but not have the same record and possibly miss the playoffs. One team I would have on there personally would be Cincinnati.
Yes.
Which I know you're going to get to here in a second.
Yes.
But so there you go. The Raiders are on the list for teams to decline this year. And the last one is just, it makes so much sense in the world, too.
Right. This was the opposite of what happened. Atlanta somehow won 7 games, but they were terrible. Atlanta was 7-10. They were outscored by 146 points. That's 8 points per game. Worst ever by a 7-win team. They should have been a 4 or a 5-win team. Mm-hmm. 6-2 in close games. But now you have London with the knee issue. Do they make the quarterback change to Ridder? And Ridley suspended for the year. An enormous loss. And you lose Matty Ice, who at times played well. So that was just, it was ridiculous. They would think that you were outscored by that much in some a total fluke that they won that many games.
For sure. If I put a number on Marcus Mariota's game started this year at 6.5, would you go over under that?
Oh.
And by the way, you can make a case that, well, he is either going to get hurt or it's going to be because of ineffective quarterback play.
I like him, but that's, the push to put, that's a good number.
Right.
I think I'd lean over, but that's a pretty good number.
And also, what does the team do? What if they're really as bad as everybody expects and they win 3 or 4 games this year and they get the number one overall pick in the draft? Is it automatic they're going to go quarterback? I think they probably would have to, yeah. Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud available, and they just took Ridder, but Ridder was a third-round pick.
Well, I think we'll have to see what he does this year, though.
I think so, yeah.
Manage expectations. I don't know. He could also trade back and maybe get a treasure chest of picks, too.
Yeah, rest assured.
They need everything, though.
Oh, Paul, I mean...
I mean, this team doesn't have a lot of talent.
Put it this way. Pro Football Focus, they sent out their rankings for every unit on every single team across the sport in late July. And we're talking about offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, secondary, running backs. Every single number was either like, a bunch of them were dead last, by the way, but they rated 32nd overall in some of those categories, and they were like 25th or lower in a lot of them. There wasn't one positive category, and they have probably shaky quarterback play. I'm with you, too. Like, I want to give Mariota a second chance. I do. And I love Kyle Pitts, but... They have so many other weaknesses that this team's going to be bad.
Well, it's a huge blow. Who thinks your wide receiver, your star player, other than Pitts, going to be suspended a year for betting on games? That came down. which is stupid. But in any event, and Smith also gets aggravated when you bring up the tanking scenario to him as well. Here's right. The Mackinnon tidbit in Point Spread Weekly with the guide, the betting guide. Only two, why this maybe could help the Steelers, only two of the last 28 teams to lose in the Super Bowl improved their win-loss record the following season. The average decline is 3.36 wins. So that's another one where, yep, Cincinnati could be better on paper and have a better team, but, you know, what's the win-loss record going to look like with schedule and a tough division?
If you tell me right now they're going to finish 9-8 and it's going to be shaky getting in the playoffs, I'm like, okay, I can buy into that just because, again, the schedule in certain spots is very difficult. And, oh, by the way, they play in the second, what, on paper right now, the second-best division in football. If things go their way, could be the best division in football at the end of the year. So, give me that one more here. I'll throw this in from Mackinnon, 2-1 in Atlanta. From 94 to 2020, eight teams won six-plus games without winning a single game by double digits. 2020 Raiders became the first of that group to improve the next year. Those eight teams had an average decline of 2.25 wins. Another nugget that you can get there. Again, the VSiN guide, go check it out at VSiN.com, how you can get it today.
Very good. Good numbers.
Excellent. So, of the teams that we talked about now, I know that you've been betting Tennessee in various ways throughout the year. Have you bet the Packers under at all? Are you taking a shot in them to maybe miss the playoffs? Any of these other teams?
No, that's too crazy. It's the playoffs, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Rodgers is still too good.
Right.
No.
Are you under Steelers? I was under Steelers last year.
No, can't do it. No. I see a path where the Steelers could actually be a playoff team or surprise some people.
Right.
But, again, I don't know what they're going to do with Pickett. That blows that up, though, with Pickett. What does he decide to do with quarterback, and how long does Trubisky stay in there if he is in there?
And
that's a tough call.
And I would like to tell you that I'm going to be betting the under on everything to do with the Raiders again this year. I can't do it. I mean, they've carried me out. Last year was, no joke, the biggest win total I've ever made my entire life on the Raiders under. And I lost it. And the year before, I hit Raiders under, and they got me again. So I'm kind of like, I have Raiders fatigue. I'm kind of sick of losing money on this team. So, and they did get a lot better in the offseason, in theory. But I have too many other bets this year to get involved with a team like that again.
We rip his game management and strategy. But the guys love Tomlin. The resume speaks for itself. And the fact I watched the guy almost get in the playoffs with Duck Hodges.
Yeah.
What they were trotting out there at quarterback. You know?
That's exactly right.
That's why I can't just say, okay, well, that's it. Rebuilding. And, you know, I watched that how bad the offense was last year at times. Still got in there.
Yeah.
Still got in there.
Yeah, found a way to do it. Somehow got that defense, I mean, has traveled like every year for our entire lifetime. I mean, they're an awesome organization. And, oh, by the way, there's nobody better at drafting wide receivers in Pittsburgh. And they who knows, maybe got a steal with Pickens.
Most people think that's true.
Yeah.
Yes, and a high on that guy. Yeah.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. You must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Email here is FTM at VSiN.com. FTM for Follow the Money at VSiN.com. If you're buying a bunch of these teams that we've talked about over the last couple of days, either to get better this year or that will be on the decline, and teams that you're betting on with season-long win totals, FTM at VSiN.com is the email. He had the EPL nailed to a T last weekend. Does Nigel Seeley do it again this weekend? He'll join the show and tell you which soccer bets he likes coming up next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or around sportsbook. Must be 21 or around sportsbook. Must be 21 or around sportsbook.
It's brand new season 2.
I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.